More questions in the Kavanaugh timeline. Attorneys for the woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says she wants a full investigation of the allegations before she testifies on Capitol Hill. And that throws into doubt a planned Monday hearing that would have pitted Christine Blasey Ford's word against that of the Supreme Court nominee. But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley indicated the committee wasn't willing to wait for a full FBI investigation of Ford's allegations before potentially holding a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination. A broad agreement between the leaders of North and South Korea on denuclearization promises to rejuvenate a stalled diplomatic process between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, but renews questions about the North Korean leader's sincerity in relinquishing his nuclear and missile arsenal. The North has pledged to allow international inspectors to monitor the dismantling of a missile launch site and potentially decommission its nuclear enrichment facility. And emergency call operators will soon have an easier time pinpointing the whereabouts of Android phone users. Google has struck a deal with T-Mobile to deliver location data from cell phones with Android operating systems in the U.S. to emergency call centers. While landlines deliver an exact address, cell phones typically register only an estimated location provided by wireless carriers that can be as wide as a few hundred yards and imprecise indoors. For more on these and other stories of the day, check out the WSJ app or WSJ.com. I'm J.R. Whalen, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.